This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Looking at your season and really your 3-year run here, you haven't missed many games. I think it's like 2 games. What's it been like to kind of settle into this season, you know, and have that kind of consistency where you're available every game?
Yeah, I think it's a point of pride, right? Availability in this league is paramount to the team's success and as well as just as an offensive lineman, continuity goes a very long way. I've been very fortunate to be put in a position here where, they help me find a routine to help my body, as well as just you learn as you go as a professional how to take onus of being available. It's part of the gig. It's part of it is you can't totally put the nail on the head on why certain guys have, injury issues or whatnot or availability. You live and you learn in some cases, and in some cases you just kind of get dealt a bad hand. So I've been very fortunate these past 3 years, knock on wood, trying to just be available for my team.
And Sean mentions the support staff, the training staff, and the work that they do. Is there anything specifically that you noticed here that they do well and has kind of led to some of that success you guys have had staying healthy?
Well, I think from top to bottom, people trust other people's jobs, right? So the sports science department job is to give recommendations on practice length, on what to do, when to push us, when to hold back. They also do player screening. So each individual player has certain target areas they need to work on, whether it be pliability or strengthening and certain things. So I think there's just an open dialogue and just trusting throughout the building on people's jobs and listening to what they have to say.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mitch, it's Kim Jones from NFL Network. How are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks so much. I have 2 quick ones for you, if I may. The first is, what kind of a challenge is Chris Jones?
He's an immense challenge. I think a player who's just gotten better and better over the years. Not only physically is he gifted, he understands the game, understands his opponent, and brings a competitive fire and edge to a game that you want on your team. So it brings a very formidable challenge to anyone he's facing.
And secondly, I can't tell you over these past several years how many people have asked me what Josh Allen is like. I'm guessing most people you know at some point have said to you, hey, what's Josh really like? What's that answer?
He's just a big kid who is fiercely competitive and loyal to his teammates, and what that does is that brings the best out of the guys around him. You have a guy who's willing to lay his body out there, even though we want him to slide more often than not. That's just not in his DNA. So immense pride in who he is, and a big kid and very approachable, and that's what makes him so special.
Terrific, Mitch. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Sorry about that. Mitch, you got me?
I do.
Perfect. Kind of going off of that, you played with both Patrick and Josh. So what makes both of them so special from what you've seen?
Both fiercely competitive players. Through the ebbs and flows of the season, the game, they're unwavering in their professionalism and their, their fiery spirit. Both guys who are very approachable as people. And both guys who are loved by their locker rooms, respectively.
And then what is it about Josh Allen that makes the whole team just want to run through a wall for him?
Because he'd run through a wall for you. He'll be the first one to do it, and then we'll follow suit. So loves his teammates truly. And with something like that, it's easy to go to battle with a guy.
That's amazing. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Big Mitch, Mookie Hawkins, Wellfield Sports Cincinnati. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm good, Mookie. How are you, buddy?
I'm great today. A little cold, but that's typical here in Buffalo these days. But this Chiefs defense goes how Chris Jones basically goes. And in the AFC Championship game, Coach talked about the lack of physicality up front. How will this O-line unit be able to win their battles up front Sunday?
Well, I think that whole defensive front, that defense, especially the last half of the season has really kind of been sparked by how that front four is playing. You bring a guy in, Chris, and everyone else around that defensive line. It'll be a great challenge to match that physicality, because we know that when the stakes are so high in this game, they'll bring their best effort. So it'll be our job to match that intensity, and it'll be a great competitive environment.
Yes, sir, man. And with that being said, I know you come from Kansas City. So, I mean, how bad do you really want this game?
I want this game for my team. I want this game for my team so that we can take that next step, because we have a bad taste in our mouth. Not so much from this game last year against this team, but just with what we had, what we felt like we had. These moments are fleeting for every player, and I think you asked the veterans, and that's definitely true. So when you have opportunities like this in the divisional round, you want to take advantage.
If I could, man, how's baby DJ doing?
He's doing great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you asking.
Absolutely, man. Hey, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Mitch. How you doing today?
I'm good, Sal. How are you?
I am okay. Hey, look, you sort of spoke about it with the defensive line of the Chiefs, but can you speak to how different this defense is than it was in week 5? They didn't have Jones that night. Ingram wasn't on the team yet. I think Ward missed that game. I think Clark was hurt in that. Just how different is this challenge going to be compared to what it was in week 5?
Yeah, it'll be a tremendous challenge. I thought they played with an intensity that was admirable last game too, but understanding that they have key pieces back in the lineup, added a few pieces like Ingram, who's a phenomenal player who can really change the game. And guys who might have been a little bit injured are now healthy. I mean, you can just tell them the speed that they play. They have a fire about them. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for our offensive line and for our offense to execute and match that intensity, understanding that this game is going to have ebbs and flows. So it'll be fun.
Great. Thanks, Mitch.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mitch. Good to see you. I was curious about Reggie Gilliam. His role is obviously varied game by game based off what the game plan is, but has had a pretty consistent role the last stretch. Just what have you seen him add to this team and how his role has kind of helped you guys?
Yeah, Reggie's one of those guys that only knows one speed in practice and in games. He's a thumper and just a football player. Guy who won't say much, but takes tremendous pride in his job and his role. And we just love him for it. And he executes at a high level when his number's called.
When he gets that opportunity in games, how do you see that mentality of practice translate to the game itself?
I mean, he's just thumping dudes. And in practice, we're just like, hey, man, this is our team. I don't have to be thumping these guys like that, but he just knows one speed and he goes for it.
Awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks, Mitch.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.